Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Pei Beis. This is the last full daf of the eighth parak of Masechet Zvachim. So this is the last full day we spend discussing Ta'arovos, because the entire eighth parak has been about various mixtures. We discussed mixtures of live animals with each other, those that were kosher for a carbon and not kosher for a carbon, mixtures of avarim of already shechted animals, and then we went into mixtures of dam. Mixtures of dam, as we pointed out, come in two forms. It either comes with the dam itself getting mixed together in a single cup, or kosos of dam kosher mixed up with kosos of dam pasul, not that the dam actually gets mixed, just that they get confused for each other to identify which is which. So continuing in Mishnayos that relate to mixtures of dam, says the Mishnah, Hanisan bifnim shenisarvu v'nisan bachutz. Let's say dam that's supposed to be brought inside gets mixed in with dam that's supposed to be brought outside. So you shavchu la'ama, so you spill it all out, you pour out all of the dam. Nasan bachutz v'chazav nasan bifnim. If you first did the nesina, did the zrikas adam on the outside, and then you did it on the inside, kosher, then it's all going to be kosher. Bifnim v'chazav nasan b'chutz, but if you first did the zrikas adam on the inside, before you did the one on the outside, and then you went and did it outside, Rabbi Akiva posel. Rabbi Akiva says it's going to be posel. Rashi says Rabbi Akiva posel bachitzon. Rabbi Akiva posels dafka the one on the outside, because there's a psul nichnas, that when you bring it inside in order to do the zrika, that posels all of the dam. And when you therefore subsequently go and bring it outside, it's already become posel by virtue of the fact that it was brought inside. V'chacham machshirim, and the chacham say that it's kosher. Rabbi Akiva omer, because Rabbi Akiva holds, kol dam shenichnasu l'chaper behechol psulin. Any dam that was brought into the hechol to be mechaper, in order to achieve kapara, is going to become pasul, and if it doesn't belong, right? If it's dam that belongs on the outside, was brought inside to achieve kapara, it's going to be pasul. The chacham say no, chatos bulvad. That's only true of a chatos. That's not true of any other karban. Rabbi Lezer omer af ha'asham shnemar kachatos ka'asham. And Rabbi Lezer says similar to the chacham, except a little more expansive. The idea of the psul nichnas is not only by chatos; it's also by an asham, but not by other karbanos. Whereas Rabbi Akiva has a very expansive rule. He thinks any dam that belongs outside, that's brought inside in order to be mechaper, mimela is going to be pasul. Now we had a Tosos much earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Yud or so, where Tosos asked that the Gemara said previously that even though the proper place for shechting the Karban Shlam is in the Azara, because the Pasuk says v'shechto Pesach Ohel Moed, you shecht the Karban Shlam at the Pesach Ohel Moed. Nevertheless, if you shecht the Karban Shlam in the Heichal, it's kosher. And the Gemara had a svara, shaloye tafel chamor mina ikr. If the pasuk is makbid to do it dafka at the Pesach Ol Moed, so it must not be dafka at the Pesach Ol Moed. What it's trying to tell you is that even the Pesach Ol Moed, but you're not actually in the Ol Moed, is okay. But kal v'chomer, if you're actually in the Ol Moed, if we're told of the din on being just outside the Ol Moed is kosher, then for sure inside the Ol Moed is kosher. So fractosos, shouldn't we say the same? That's by shchita. Shouldn't we say the same thing by matanos of dam? Tells us again, not here, but early in the Masechta. Shouldn't we say the same thing by matanos of dam? Why don't we say that even though the proper place to put the dam of the chitzon is on the outside and not bifnim, still lo yeh tafel chamim in the ikr, and it should be kosher when you do it bifnim. It should be that it's even kosher when it's bachutz. So kavel chomer, it's kosher when it's bifnim. Bifnim is even better than bachutz. We say that by shchita. Why don't we say that by the matnos dam? So Tosfos explained that it's dafka by the makom of the shechting of a karban shlamim, where the Torah phrases it as something that you do Pesach ol moed, meaning at the Pesach of the heichal. So the Torah itself is tola the kashrus of the shechita with the azara. The Torah makes that connection with the azara. Sounds like and it says that the reason that it's kosher with the azara is because it's at the Pesach Heichal. So it sounds like the Heichal is the real din, and it's kosher in the azara because the azara happens to be by the Pesach of the Heichal. So it sounds like over there the Heichal is the real din by the shechita. But when it comes to the matnas dam on the mizbeach hachitzon, where the Torah never says anything about the Heichal, so we have no raya at all that the heichal is the ikr and the azar is the tafel. There's no reason to assume that way, that there's an ikr and tafel at all over here. Problem is, there is a pasuk by Zrikas Adam. It says, "V'zokar Sadam al mizbech saviv asher Pesach ohel moed." So there is a pasuk that says explicitly like that, that it's told in Vayikra Aleph pasuk Hey, and it says explicitly that you do the Zrikas Adam on the mizbech saviv asher Pesach ohel moed. So that obviously very strongly implies that by Zrikas Adam it's also tali in some way in the heichal. So why don't we say tafel chamim min ikr? So that Tosus doesn't bring up. Meshech Chachma asks that kasha. Meshech Chachma in Vayikra Perek Vav asks that kasha, and he suggests that when it comes to matan dam, there are some karbonos that the dam dafka has to be bifnim, and there are some karbonos that the dam has to dafka be bachutz. So in that situation, since there's hakpados in either direction, so we don't say that that there's a svara of a tafel and an ikr, and shloye tafel chavim and ikr, because the Torah was kovea the geder that certain things are done dafka b'chutz and certain things are done dafka b'fnim. But when it comes to the shechita, we don't find karbanos that there's a din that you need to shech them b'fnim. We find karbanos that you shech b'chutz and karbanos that we're told that when you shech them b'chutz, because they're right by the opening of b'fnim, they're good enough. So that implies, since we don't find that it works, that there's hakpados in both directions, that implies that there's something better about bifnim. The fact that we say, oh, the reason that this is okay in the Azara is because it's right by the Pesach Ol Moed, that implies that it's actually better to do it bifnim than it is to do it bachutz. Also, another point over here, when Rabbi Akiva says it's possible, right? Rabbi Akiva was talking about a case where you took blood, the bifnim, before you did anything b'chutz. So Rabbi Akiva says it's possible to then go bring that blood back out and be zorek it b'chutz. So Rashi says the only part that's possible is the dam achiton, is the blood that you then try to sprinkle outside. But the karban apnimi, the blood that you brought inside, that was perfectly kosher. The blood that belongs inside, that you brought inside before you did anything outside, there's nothing wrong with that. However, some of the achronim aren't so convinced by that. The dam zvachin suggest that maybe it's not true. Maybe you could argue on Rashi. Maybe even the dam apnimi is possible, because as soon as you bring the taroves, the mixture of the two bloods, the fnim, in with the intention to do the nesinos dam, to do the zrikas adam, the fnim, it could be at that point the dam achitzon sheba becomes possible. And once the dam achitzon sheba becomes pasul, the dam apnimi becomes pasul, because it's dam kasher shenisariv b'dam pasul, and dam kasher shenisariv b'dam pasul. The halacha is that yishbach la'ama. So it could be the fact that the halacha demands that it be nishbach la'ama would pasul it, even though at the end of the day the dam apnimi is being brought in its rightful place before it ever has a real legitimate psul, independent psul of its own. Okay, says the Gemara. So v'niflug nami Rabbi Lazar Baha, noticeably absent from our Mishnah is a sheet of Rabbi Lazar. In the past couple of Mishnahs, we had Rabbi Lazar keep on saying, oh, don't worry if you threw some of the blood in the wrong place. There's blood that belongs on the bottom of the Mizbech that you threw on the top of the Mizbech. Don't worry, we'll view that as if it's water. And the other blood is going to be fine. We don't have that over here, right? In the previous Mishnahs, we had the Chacham saying, oh, if you have dam that belongs on the bottom of the Mizbech mixed with dam that belongs on the top of the Mizbech, get rid of it all. Yishafich la'ama, it's all pasul. But Rabbi Elazar kept on saying, no, throw it on top of the Mizbech, and whatever blood doesn't belong on top, we'll view it as if it's water, it's no big deal, and then you're going to be fine. So why doesn't Rabbi Elazar do the same thing over here? The Chacham say, you have dam, apnimi mixed with dam achitzon, pasul. Where's Rabbi Elazar saying, no, it's water, just bring it in the inside, be zorik it there, and whatever dam chitzon you zorik on the inside, that's just water, and bring it outside and be zorik there, whatever dam panimi you're throwing outside, that's just water. So where's Rabbi Lazar? So says Gemara, hechi lavet, because what's he supposed to suggest to do? What's Rabbi Lazar going to suggest? What is he going to suggest? To first do the zrika outside and then do it inside? You can't suggest that, because kashem shemitzvah lahakdim elyonim l'tachtonim kach mitzvah lahakdim pnim lachutz, because you're not supposed to bring outside first. You have to bring inside first. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be makdim pnim lachutz. So v'nesiv l'fnim v'hadr nesiv lachutz. So you want to suggest, okay, let him bring the blood inside first, and then he'll bring the blood outside. But that's a problem. Kiven de'ika chatos v'asham dechi nichnas dam and psulin lo psikalei. Since according to Rabbi Eliezer, keep in mind Rabbi Eliezer did appear in our Mishnah legabe a different halacha. The Rabbi Eliezer at the end of the Mishnah said that when it comes to a chatos and an asham, as soon as you bring the blood into the heichal, so the blood becomes pasul. So you can't, Rabbi Eliezer can't suggest bring the blood inside, do the zrika there, and then bring it outside and do the zrika, because if you suggest that, then the blood's already pasul. If it were a chatas and asham, the blood will already be pasul. Say nachinami by other karbanos, it's a valid suggestion. Rabbi Eliezer would probably say to do it, but he can't say as a blanket statement, no, don't worry, if you kilu, it's mayim, bring it inside and then bring it outside. You can't just say such a blanket statement, because it's not going to be true of all karbanos. That's not going to be true of the Karban Chatos and the Karban Asham. Now, Rashi asks a simple question on the first skinny line, Vim Tomar, Lifsalinu Luchitzonim, Lahakshir Pnimi. But still, think about it. According to Rashi, the Shitasa, the way he explained, that if you bring the blood on the inside first, and then you bring the blood outside. So granted, the blood outside is invalid because by virtue of the fact that it's been brought inside, right? It was a psul nichnas. It's been invalidated by being brought inside. But the inside blood is okay. That was kosher. So what's better, to get nothing or to at least get the inside blood kosher? I mean, Rashi says, why would you say yishafich lamath, spill it all into the yam, get rid of all of it? You're not going to get any mitzvahs over here. There's another option. Get the mitzvah of the dama panimi, and then okay, enochinami, you will have pasul dama chitzon. The alternative is to pasul both of them, because yishavik la'ama means that you're gonna wait till shkiyas achama where it's nifsal bulina, and you're gonna pasul both of them. So what's better, pasul one or pasul both? So that's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi explains, no, mifsalinu biyadayim lo ka'amar Rabbi Elazar umutav lahamtin at shkiyas achama v'yifsal me'alein v'yishpachim la'ama. He says, no, you have to realize, or yishofech la'ama, you're not being yishofech la'ama when the dam is still kasher. If you were doing that, then enochinami, it would be much worse to be shofech la'ama than it would be to bring the dam b'fnim and at least get credit for the dam b'fnimi. By the time you're being shofech la'ama, the dam has already become nifsal. You wait till the dam is nifsal b'lina, and then you're shofech la'ama. And then the way you view your options are as follows. I could bring the dam b'fnim and proactively pasul the dama chitzon, or I could just leave it be, sit, do nothing, and it'll become pasul on itself. Dama chitzon and dama pnimi will become pasul by itself. We never tell you to actively go and pasul something. Better to sit still, let it become pasul by itself, rather than to proactively go ahead and pasul something. That's how Rashi explains. The difficulty is that we had a Mishnah earlier that dam and nisan lamala that gets mixed with dam and nisan lamata. Rabbi Elazar said you're allowed to be zorik lamala from the dam and nisan lamata, even though you're pasuling that dam biyadayim. And not only that, it was even more than that. The Gemara had explained that the dam and nisan lamata. The Gemara explained that lufi the tzad that Rabbi Elazar holds ein bila, right, within the tzad that Rabbi Elazar holds ein bila, you have to put lamala the amount of dam, the entire shear of dam hatachtonim, plus a little more in order to make sure that some of the dam elyonim is going lamala. So essentially, what you're doing is you're pasling all of the dam hatachtonim biyadayim, and that Rabbi Eliezer was okay with. So it sounds like Rabbi Elazar says that you're allowed to pasul biyadayim in order to be machshir another karban. And he doesn't say just wait and let it all become pasul on its own. Excuse me. He doesn't say just wait, let it all become pasul on its own, and then be shofech la'ama. So why over here does he tell you to wait and just let it be pasul on its own rather than actively pasul it? So the Sfasemix explains that in order to be misakin a karban, we're not going to worry about pasuling another karban. If pasuling one karban is going to allow another karban to be kosher, that's fine. But that's only if it happens bebas achas. If the kashering of the second karban happens bebas achas, that you're pasuling the first karban. Meaning when I'm taking a mixture of dam and I'm throwing it lamala, because there's a mixture of dam lamata, dam lamala, so by throwing that dam lamala, right then I'm doing a kasher act on the karban that belongs lamala, at the same time that I'm actively pasuling the lamata one. But when it comes to bringing the dam lefnim, as soon as I'm nichnas, before I did anything with the dam that belongs befnim, as soon as I'm nichnas, I've already, I've acted actively passled the dam b'chutz, so it doesn't come be'idna, it's not at the same time. That we're not going to say. We're not going to say to actively passel at a moment where you're not actually kashering anything, where you're not actually doing saving any karban, any known karban. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Shoy Rabbi Kiva Omer. So we said Rabbi Kiva Shita, the Mishnah was that all dam that's nichnas l'chaper beheichal is pasul. Any dam that belongs on the outside that you bring into the heichal with the intention of being mechaper is going to be pasul. So I'm Rabbi Domer Shmuel, mashal ma davar dome. So I'll give you a mashal. It's a strange mashal because it probably doesn't really apply to the way we speak. But the mashal goes as follows: the Talmud shemazag l'rabo b'chamin. You have a Talmud who is pouring his Rebbe hot. He was diluting his Rebbe's wine with hot water. Va'amilo mazogli, and the Karanora adds in b'chamin. Others have a hard time understanding if you don't add in the word b'chamin. But let's assume that the way to understand Rashi also is to add in the word b'chamin. The Rebbe says, you know, pour me some more hot water. Dilute for me with some more hot water. So amrlo b'meh. So the Talmud says, with what? Should I use hot water or should I use cold water? So amrlo lo b'chamin onu asuki. He says, look, we were just dealing with hot because you were doing it with hot water the whole time. And if I said hot while we were doing hot anyway, obviously I meant that I don't really want hot, because when we're dealing with hot anyway, so why would I say hot? Of course the natural thing would be hot. So obviously I'm speaking sarcastically or euphemistically or whatever. When I say hot, it means bein b'chamin bein mitzonin. Achshav bein b'chamin bein mitzonin. So like I said, a hard muscle to understand because we don't really speak that way. I guess we take things more at face value. If a person says I'm interested in hot water, so he's interested in hot water. But anyway, so he says, so that's the muscle. How's that a muscle? Hachanami, over here also by the Karbanos. Michti, b'chatas askinan va'asi. The psukim are talking about karban chatas. Chatas the kazav rachman alamali. And then it tells me this idea that if you bring it bifnim, if you bring the blood of the chatas bifnim, it's going to pasul. Why does that tell me I bring the blood of a chatas bifnim, it's going to pasul? We were just talking about chatas. Obviously, it's about the chatas blood. Elav chatas kaminala. Kol kachim must be that it's not chatas that it's speaking about. It's all kachim, because it didn't need to say chatas if was talking about chatas. The fact that it says chatas shows me that it's talking about all kachim. So that's the mashal for Rabbi Akiva's shita. So frak the Gemara maskef la Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua michti israbu kol kachim legabe mizbech linin mariko shtifa. He says, take a closer look at the psukim. You're going to find that the psukim are not only talking about chatas. When it comes to the issues of mariko shtifa, it talks about all kachim. So chatas the kasav rachman alamali. So if the pasuk is not really in the context of chatas, it's in the context of all kachim, and then it says chatas. So what's it telling me? Shramina chatas in midiachrin lo. It must be that this psul of nichnas only applies to chatas, doesn't apply to other kabanos. Right? That's the sheet of the chacham in the Mishnah, that it's only chatas. Rabbi Akiva obviously is the one that holds that chatas and asham. We haven't seen the textual support for that yet, but we've seen that the support for the sheet of Rabbi Lazar says chatas and asham. We've seen support for the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that it's true of all karbanos, that there's psul nichnas by all karbanos, because he thinks that the context of the word chatas is talking about chatas already, and therefore must be marba all karbanos. And the sheet of the chacham that it's only about chatas, because he thinks the context was about all karbanos, and therefore chatas must be only about chatas. So says Gemara Valodamya. So if you really want a mashal for the sheet of the chacham, mashals like this. You had a Talmud who's diluting with all different types of water. He was using hot, cold, all different kinds. And then the Rebbe said, okay, now only give me hot. So there, obviously, the Rebbe only wants hot, because in the context of everything, when he starts insisting on a specific kind, then you know that he means that literally. So based on the Taina of the Rabbanan, so you see that the context was not really only in the context of Chatos, it was in the context of all Karbanos. So what's Rabbi Akiva's real source then? So the reason for Rabbi Akiva is he has a special riboy in the pasuk, Chatos and Vikol Chatos. Titania, Chatos and Liala Chatos. You're right. Had it just had the word Chatos, I would say the psul of Nichnas only applies to Karban Chatos. Kacha Kacha Minayin, how do I know that it applies to Kacha Kachim? Tamalomar Kol Chatos. That's why the pasuk says Kol Chatos. Kachim Kala Minayin, how do I know that it applies to kachum kalim as well. Tamalomar vikol chatas. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So he has ribuyim for all karbanos. That every karban has this idea of the psul nichnas. Amelo Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says to Rabbi Akiva, afilu atamar b'kol yom kulo, eini shomei alach elachatas. He says, you could bring me every single ribuy you want in the pasuk. Bring me a vav and a kol and a this and a that, and I'll show you how every single one of those ribuyim are just to include different kinds of chataos in this halacha. But it does not apply to any other karbanos. They're all about karbanos chatas, because chatas comes in different varieties, different forms. Ainli, and I'll show you how. Ainli alachatas yachid, chatas tzibur minayin. I only know about a chatas yachid. How do I know chatas Sibur also has this psul of nichnas? Tabalomar, kol chatas. Veni al chatas zachar, chatas nekeva minayin. I only know this if the animal is a male animal. How do I know if it's a female animal? Karban chatas, that it also has a psul nichnas? Tamlomar, vikol. So you see, vikol. So says Gemara, klapilaya. Wait a second. You got that a little bit, the Gemara says you got that a little bit backwards. Stam chatas yachid is a nekeva. So what do you mean? I only know about a zachar. If I only knew one thing, I would know about a nekeva and not a zachar. So says Gemara, lahachi kamar. So yeah, okay, switch around. This is the way you should say it. Eli al chatas nekeva. I only know about a nekeva. Chatas zachar minayin. How do I know about a chatas zachar? Tamalomar vikol chatas. But either way, Rabbi Yossi Aglili insists that no matter how many ribuyim you have, it's still only going to be about karban chatas, like the sheet of the Chacham in our Mishnah, that the psul nichnas only applies to karban chatas. Tosfos asks an interesting question. He says, in Dibra Maskel Einli, he says, Tema, kivan dekvar riba chatas tzibur, is tribally chatas zachar, dein nekeva betzibur. He says, well, once we have chatas tzibur, by definition, we've already included chatas zachar. Why do I need two separate ribuyim, one for chatas tzibur, one for chatas zachar? That's a little bit strange. If you already have chatas tzibur, by definition, you've included a chatas zachar in this din of psul nichnas. So Tos just points out, v'yavak arsim ibcha nicha. Maybe if we would have been goris the opposite, that first we would have said, ein li'ala nekeva, zachar minayin, and we would have had one riboy, and then made the second riboy about chatas tzibur, then it would have made more sense. Because you could say, okay, had I only had one riboy, I never would have included chatas tzibur, I only would have included zachar. But obviously, once you're going to include tzibur, zachar, by definition, goes along with it. So maybe the girsa should be the opposite, Tos suggests. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara, fourth line, V'savra b'yosi aglili haikrala hachiyud asa. Does Rabbi Yossi Aglili really hold that this pasuk comes to teach us this, that there's a psul nichnas by all these different types of chatos? V'atanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer, kolin kulo enu medaber el beparma nesrafim usir men nesrafim lisraf psulein abes habira v'lama belos haseh ala achilaso. It's about a totally different issue. All of these psukim are only about the parma nesrafim usir men nesrafim, that the pasul ones have to be nisraf abes habira, and that there's a los haseh to eat them. So amr lo chatos shenichnas dama lefnai v'lefnim minayin, So they asked Rabbi Akiva, how do you know about a chatos shenichnas dama lefnai v'lefnim, that there's a psul nichnas by a chatos? He says, it's a different pasuk, hein lo huva, not based on these psukim and these ribuyim. So says Gemara, that's right, Rabbi Yossi Aglili does not use these psukim to teach about karban chatos. Rabbi Akiva ka'amar, he was saying, even within the context of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva holds that this pasuk is to teach us about the psul nichnas, and he says, oh, you see all these ribuyim, must be about all the other kabbalas also, not just the chatas, that there's a psul nichnas. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, even the shitascha, that these psukim are about the psul nichnas, even the shitascha, that that's what they're there to teach me, still I'll tell you that it's only about kabbalas chatas, not other kabbalas. I personally hold these psukim are about something else entirely, and the psul nichnas I learned from somewhere else. But even the shitascha, that it's about the psul nichnas, still it's not a valid drasha. Okay, new Mishnah. Chatas shekibul dama b'shnei kosos. If you makabel the dam of a single karban in two different kosos, so now you've split the blood of the karban amongst two kosos, yotze echamim lechutz hapnimi kasher. If one of the bloods is brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash, where it's a problem, right? It's psul yotze. The one that's left inside is still kasher because nothing happened to that blood. Nichnas echamim lefnim. If one of them was brought inside beyond where it's allowed to go, right? It went into the echel. Rabbi Yossi Aglili machshir bachitzon. Rabbi Yossi Aglili will say, don't worry, the outside blood is still kasher. V'chachamim poslin. But interestingly, whereas when it comes to psul yotze, if one of them goes outside, the other one is still okay. When it comes to psul nichnas, when one of them goes inside, the some say, no, now they're both ruined. Even the one that stayed where it belonged is ruined. Some Rabbi Yosef Gvil says it's a kavah chomer. I don't understand how you could say such a thing. Says, what's worse, chutz or pinim? Chutz is much worse than pinim. When you have a machshava to be zorik the dam or something, bachutz, it passes all karban. So chutz is a much greater breach to bring something outside. And still, also, as a mashriya kiyotzei, we still, if you bring one cup outside, we don't view the other cup as if it went outside. That cup is still fine. So makom sheina machshava pasalas bifnim, a makom where machshava is not going to passel, which is bifnim, en odin shalonas as a mashriya kinichnas, so you shouldn't treat the remaining cup that didn't have anything wrong happen to it when one cup was brought inside. You shouldn't treat that the second cup as being problematic. So nichnas lechaper. So period. That's Rabbi Yossi's kavachomer to against the chachamim. Nichnas lechaper afal pishlo kiper pasul divrei Rabbi Elazar. If you brought it in to be mechaper, even if you didn't do any zrikas adam on the inside, but you just went in with the intention of being mechaper, that's also psul nichnas according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon says, no. It's only a psul nichnas if you're actually mechaper, if you actually do something with it. Bringing it inside is not enough. According to Rabbi Shimon, the psul is not knisa, the psul is to actually be mechaper. According to Rabbi Elazar, apparently the psul is knisa alone. Knisa al menas lechaper. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hichnas shogeg kosher. But if you were machnas it b'shogeg, then it's for sure going to be kosher. Kol adam psulim shenasa al gabi mizbeach, a third halacha in the Mishnah, kol adam psulim shenasa al gabi mizbeach, lo hir tzitz ela al atame. If you take pasul dam and you put it on the mizbeach, the tzitz, the fact that the Kohen Gadol is wearing his tzitz, is not going to help except for tamei. Only for problems of tuma the tzitz helps for. Shatzitz meratza al tamei veinu meratza al yotze. Tzitz is meratza for tamei, it's not meratza for things that were yotze, for things that went outside of beyond where they were allowed to go. Okay, so now we're going to go back to the first halacha, the first machlokas in our Mishnah, where you had the chatos blood split into two kosos, and we said everyone agrees that if you bring one of those kosos lachutz, the other kos is going to be fine. But if you bring one of the kosos bifnim, then the chachamim say that the other kos is not okay. And Rabbi Yosef Glili thought that that's completely counterintuitive, and he has kalvachomers to prove otherwise. Now, okay, there's a lot to discuss here. We're in a bit of a rush. So the Gemara is going to present Kal V'chomers. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is going to suggest four different Kal V'chomers to try to show why the Shita of the Chachamim is completely untenable. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, first he starts with the Kal V'chomer that he said in our Mishnah. Kal V'chomer, Uma b'makom shemachshava poselas b'chutz, lo posel dam shemachutz shebifnim, if a machshava about chutz is enough to posel, so chutz is a really bad place. And still, when you bring one of these two cups of blood on the outside, everyone agrees it's not going to ruin the other cup that's left inside, so it's not that bad that it's going to ruin the other cup. Makom shein machshava poselas bifnim, so a place that's less bad, bifnim, where machshavas pnim would never passel, ein udin shlo yifsel dam shebifnim es shebichutz, so all the more so dam that's brought, if one of the cups of dam is brought bifnim, that should not ruin that which remains in its rightful place, so it shouldn't be as bad. That's the kal v'chomer. So Amr lo, they said to Rabbi Yosef Glili, they said, no, harei omer asher yuva midama, pasuk says asher yuva midama afilu mixas dama, which implies if even some of the dam of the carbon was brought inside, sorry, too bad, that ruins the carbon, even if some of the dam is brought inside. So you have a great kal v'chomer, I got a pasuk, so what do you want me to do? So Amr Lahem, so he says, okay, I'll take that, but how about the following kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer liyotze me'ata. If you're going to take that for granted, that when one of the cups is brought inside, that's going to ruin the cup that's left in the rightful place, so then you should say the following. If that halacha is a given, that one of the cups is brought inside, it's going to ruin the one that's left in its rightful place. So if one of the cups is brought outside, which is a much worse place, so shouldn't you say then that it should ruin the other cup that's left in its rightful place? Because you brought the other cup to a much worse place in this situation, and yet you agree when one of the cups is brought outside that the other cup that's inside is still okay. Why? Why do you agree to that? It's against this kal v'chomer. Amr lo, they say, Harei Omer. Sorry, we got a pasuk. The pasuk says, Asher Yuva had nichnas pasul, then a yotzei pasul, which teaches us that only nichnas pasuls. Yotzei doesn't pasul, meaning yotzei pasuls itself. That which is yotzei obviously becomes pasul, but it doesn't pasul the other half. Only nichnas pasuls the other half, not yotzei. So he says, okay, here's a kal v'chomer then. Once you're going to take those two halachas for granted, based on psukim, the halacha that when you bring one of the cups inside, it passels the cup that's left in its rightful place. But it passels the cup that's left in its rightful place. But when you bring one of the cups outside, it does not passel the cup that's left in its rightful place. So then here's a kal v'chomer. V'tei machshava b'fnim, posels mi kal v'chomer. Maybe we should change the rules of machshava. A machshavas p'nim should passel. Because a mab, makom shalom passel dam shabachutz shabifnim. Machshava posels. Because if you have a machshavas chutz, we know that passels, and yet when you bring one cup outside, it doesn't passel the other cup that's left in its rightful place. So we know we treat a cup that's brought inside more strictly. So shouldn't that tell you that pnim is a more strict location, and therefore a machshavas pnim should passel? Makom shapassel dam shebifnim is dam shebichutz. In addition to machshava passel is bifnim, so pnim should be more chamer, and therefore we should passel machshavas pnim. Sarei Omer, they say again, sorry, we have a pasuk. But Yom Shlishi, Makom Sheim Meshulish B'dam, B'Basur B'Emurim, that the pasul only applies to a place that is Meshulish B'dam Basur B'Emurim, which is Chutz La'Azara, where during the Heter Abamos you could have all three of those things, where you don't have that B'Fnim. So he says a final Kal V'Chomer. V'lotei Machshava Pasulis B'Chutz Mikal V'Chomer. Okay, well then, we shouldn't have a Machshavas Pasul B'Chutz at all. Because if you're not going to have a Machshavas Pasul B'Fnim, but you're going to treat Pnim more Chomer than you do chutz, well then you can't have machshavas psul b'chutz. Makom shapasul dam b'fnim esh b'chutz, ein machshav psul es b'fnim. If blood that's brought inside will ruin its brother blood that's left in the rightful place, and yet there's no psul machshavas p'nim, makom shalom psul dam b'chutz esh b'fnim. Blood that's brought outside is not going to ruin its brother blood. We're more makel with it, so we should be more makel about machshavos of that location also. Ein additionally psul machshav b'chutz. Tamalomer shlishi chutz l'zmano pigul chutz l'mekamo. He says no. Again, shteit in pasuk, there is such a concept of a machshavas psul. So there is such a concept of machshavas psul. No. So that's the it's chutz. It's for chutz l'mekamo. It's for when it's outside. It's rightful place. Fine. Nudin. Basar yotze l'chutz pasul. Basar that's brought outside is pasul. Nichnas l'fnim kasher. By dam you have a psul yotze and a psul nichnas. By basar chutz pasul. The fnim though is kosher. Shei b'din shapasul. Really, it should be pasul. Uma makom shelo pasul dam shebechutz es shebifnim. Basar yotze lechutz pasul. Because if you think about it, dam that's brought outside does not ruin the dam that's left inside. Yet basar that's brought outside ruins the whole karban. So makom shapasul dam shebifnim es shebechutz. When dam is brought inside, it does ruin the blood that's left in its rightful place. Basar nechutz b'fnim ein adin sheyifsal. So basar should be all the more impactful. Basar is supposed to be more strict, so it should for sure ruin the buster that's the rest of the carbon that's left in its rightful place. Sarei Omer midama dam avlo buster, but that's why pasuk says Ashayuva midama, and we darshan that only the psul of nichnas is only for dam, not for buster. Kal v'chomer me'atzah, so you have a kal v'chomer then. Uma b'makom shapasul dam shebifnim esh b'chutz. So if dam that's brought inside passels the dam that's left in its rightful place, basar nechnas l'fnim kasher, and yet basar that's brought inside is kasher, makom shelo pasul dam shebichutz esh b'fnim, when dam is brought outside, it doesn't ruin dam, which is so much worse that when it's brought inside, it ruins its brother dam. So dam, yet when it's brought outside, does not ruin the other half of the dam. So basar yotze l'chutz, basar which is less severe apparently, ein udin shekasher, should be kasher when it's brought outside, should not ruin the rest of the karban just because you brought some basar outside. So reyom. No, we have a special drasha. The once basar goes beyond its mechitza, it becomes aser. And when it's brought b'chutz, it's beyond its mechitza, so it asers the whole carbon. Pasuk says pnima, which is an extra word in the pasuk. So how do I know that it's true of the Heichal as well, that that's also psul. Tamalomer el kodesh pnima. Pasuk says el kodesh pnima. V'yomer kodesh val yomer pnima. Why don't you just say kodesh and not say pnima, and then I'll know obviously that that pnima is included. So amarava bazev v'limed al zeh. Now if I only had one, I wouldn't have known which is referring to the kodesh hakodesh and which is referring to the Heichal. I would have assumed if I only had one pasuk that it's referring to the outermost area and not to the innermost area. Mididahava atosha v'sachir. Very similar to the drasha we have about a toshav and sachar, which is a reference to two different types of avadim that belong to a kohen who are not allowed to eat the matnos kahuna. Detanya toshav zekane kinyanol. Right, the pasuk uses the words toshav and sachir. So, what are those people? Toshav zekane kinyanolim. Toshav is the eved ivri we just read about in the parsha who stays until yovel because he got his ear pierced. Sachir zekane kinyan shanim. A sachir, someone who's just staying for the 6 years. 6 years. Yomer toshav al yomer sachir. So why don't you just tell me that even the guy who's staying till Yovel is not allowed to partake of the matnos kuhn of his master? For sure, the sachir is not allowed to partake. Vaniyomer kani kini nolamei noachol kani kini shonim lo kol shekein. It's a kal v'chomer. So ilukeni yisi yomer toshav zek kani kini shonim al kani kini nolamei yayochol. No, because it had only had one of those words, I would have said it's only referring to the guy who's kani kini shonim. But a kani kini nolam would be allowed to eat. Ba sachir v'limid al toshav zek kani kini nolam zek kani kini shonim ve'ino ochol. That's why I need both phrases to tell me that we're including both kinds of avadim. Otherwise, I would not have known to include both kinds of avadim. Amle Abaye says, no, you can't compare the two cases. Bishlam Mahasum Trey Gufin in Utoshav and Sachir are two different people. There's a guy who's Kanin Kinin Olam, the guy who's Kanin Shanim. V'Avagav Dahavil Kro the Michtav, and even though it would have been better had the Pasuk said it explicitly, Nirtza Lo Yochal, Vida Chasi B'Kal V'Chomer, it should have just said, a Nirtza doesn't eat, and I would know if a Nirtza doesn't eat, Kal V'Chomer, the Kinyan Shanim can't eat, Milsa Dasi B'Kal V'Chomer, Tarek V'Kasav L'Akra. But sometimes you have like that, that even though I could have derived something from the Kal V'Chomer, the Pasuk will write it out. Ela Hacha, but in our case over here, where it talks about the Yashara of Lefnai V'Lefnim, Kivin De'Ifsal B'Heichal, Lefnai V'Lefnim Mai Bayi. Once it tells me that there's a Psul Nichnas by bringing it into the Heichal, by definition, there's a Psul Nichnas by bringing it into the Kodesh. Because the only way to get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim is by going through the Heichal. It's the only way in. By the near to the Kani Kinyin Olam, Kani Kinyin Shanim, you can have one without the other. But over here, the only way in is that way. No, it's not the only way in. You could go in through the roof, you could go in some other way, and that's why I need a pasuk. But it says Hava'a, which implies going in the normal way. Anything that... we're talking about you going the normal way, and the pasuk has to tell me that anything that you thought of initially that you want to bring all the way into the Kodesh HaKadoshim doesn't become possible when you only go into the Eichel. Normally, you bring it into the Eichel becomes possible. But if you think your intention originally is to go all the way into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it only becomes possible when you actually go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not when you go into the Eichel. Okay.